Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You know, there's more to eBay than just listing. Ooh, there's so much more. No one knows this better than eBay education specialist and seller group organizer, Luis Sanchez, known on eBay as top-rated seller, Herbs, Crafts, Gifts. And today, Luis is going to share with us five ways to promote your business on eBay. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Luis, as sellers, who are we in the world of, in the whole scheme of things?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. I think, and I believe this is something I've talked about for years. We really are business owners, first and foremost. And since we're selling on a worldwide platform and not on our driveway, we need to approach things as professionals. And I've used the example of a shopping mall many times where there's the shopping mall, and that equates to eBay. And then there's the big anchor stores, and that's the Macy's and the big online sellers in the eBay world. And then there's the rest of us, and we're kind of like stuck off in a corner someplace and just hope somebody comes down our little hallway and finds us and wanders into our store and buys something. Well, as an eBay seller, we have to kind of jump out in the hallway, wave our arms and say, hey, people, come over here. Here I am. Here I am. And that's where I say we need to promote ourselves, that eBay's doing the job in bringing in buyers, and the big people who are advertising and bringing in buyers are there too. But we need to do something for ourselves to bring in the buyers to our own little world.
So you have been branding for a long time.
I have.
You're one of the first. I remember way back when where you knew who Luis Sanchez was.
Well, it started with my scarf and the mannequin that Griff suggested back in Hayes, Kansas. He did a listing dish, and at the end of it, he said, you know, your scarf would really look good on a mannequin. And that's when we got our wicker mannequin, and Dana Crawford put the words on the scarf for us, and that became my logo. And right now, it's where, you know, wherever I am, pretty much, that's where it is. And I come back to that old brick-and-mortar saying that says, you know, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Well, our logo, quote, brand, is just that. It's how people recognize us, find us, and the eBay for Business blog has done 2 issues on that recently. So there's, you know, I can't say anything more that would say anything better than what they said. But I have that, other than Facebook, where I have a picture of Gene and I at an event, actually, that Griff was at. And, but because that's social. But every place else, on the insert in my packages, on Pinterest, on my store header, every place is that logo with the scarf and our name. And I hope that people, when somebody stumbles on something on Pinterest and sees that logo, it kind of triggers, hey, I know who that is. And the same way with repeat buyers. You know, hopefully they see something somewhere and say, hey, I know who that is. And we'll then investigate and hopefully buy again.
I love the mannequin, by the way. I think that's classy.
I've had so many compliments on that. Thanks. Yeah.
And people trying to buy it, I bet, too.
Yeah. He's not for sale.
Oh, it's a he. Okay.
Well, it's a he or she. I just use it for the scarves because I don't sell clothing.
So. It's asexual.
But the scarves look so good against that brown wicker.
Gender really nonspecific. Cool.
And I have to say that Gene, even though he's my shipping department, in quotes, he is my photographer for the scarves.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah, he's doing really, really good. And now that he's got new eyes after his cataract surgery, he's doing even better.
Well, that's good to hear. We are always learning as sellers. What's your take on continuing education?
Well, you know, many professions require continuing education, and I think that we're in a business, in a field, that's continually evolving. It's not stagnant. It's growing as we, every minute of every day. And who thought 5 years ago that there would be social media or mobile that would play such a big part? And eBay really helps us keep in current with the seller releases and the upgrades and all that stuff. But I think it really behooves us to learn more about what's going on and how we can improve ourselves. A plug for the radio party. We learned so much last year, and the mentor luncheons. I'll tell you one thing that we learned, that it was one of my biggest takeaways. We had lunch with Cindy Shebley, and she was talking about neckties or flatware and using as much real estate as you possibly can. And for some reason, when I did ties, I always angled them to the left. And she pointed out that if you point to the left, it points, that picture points to your categories and maybe other places where they could sort better. Excuse me. But if you slant it to the right, it points right to the buy it now button.
Oh.
Is that brilliant?
Yeah, that's
that
very
is
clever.
Brilliant.
Is
how
that
clever.
Brilliant?
Yeah, that's
I'm
very
telling
good.
You, I was, oh my goodness.
Now, I'm still writing this down. Hold on. Just want to make sure.
In case you're listening to this and you're wondering what Louise is talking about, at the eBay Radio Party and Conference, we have whiteboards for all of our sponsors, for all of our speakers, for our, you know, anybody that's there to teach anything. And people go up and sign up for lunch with them. And it's Dutch treat. Everybody pays for their own lunch. But people have told me through the years that they're learning so much at these lunches.
Oh, we had lunch with Mark from Terrapeak, and we had lunch with the boys. And it's just such one-on-one, but that slanting of the thing was just so brilliant. Oh, my God.
See, one little thing. Did you know that about ties, Griff?
I didn't, but it's on my list of to-dos.
It makes sense.
And silverware. Anything that you would put vertically or when you want to angle it for to use more real estate, angle it to the right where it points to your buy it now button.
No, that's very clever. You are one clever woman.
That
you
know, was Cindy. Cindy Shebley did that, said that.
Cindy's a clever woman, too.
Oh.
I do a lunch at eBay as well, the radio party, but no one ever comes to mine.
Oh.
And it's awful because I pay. I actually pick up the tab. So.
Well, we'll be there this year.
You know, Griff, we don't even put you on a board, do we?
You don't?
That's why nobody's asking.
Yeah,
that's why no one's ever. Here I sit all alone. No one's coming over.
But, that you know, you sense. And I usually go grab lunch or something.
So, yeah, I know.
Another learning opportunity are the meetups. And you've talked about those before, too, and you know how supportive I am of those. But if I've heard so many times people say, oh, you know, there's no meetup in my town. I don't know any eBay sellers. Well, put an ad on Craigslist. Two people make an eBay sellers group. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Once two eBay sellers get together, there's no shutting them up. You get three together, and they're good for 2 hours straight.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess something
there.
John always says. My husband says that when you get three women together, it's a coven.
Coven.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's...
And when you get two women together, it's most straight men's fantasy, so...
Now stop it. And then there's the Facebook groups. That's number four. But I can't elaborate any more than what Aunt Roger said, other than I do have a couple of Facebook groups myself. One's eBay Sellers Only, and that's a closed private group, and you have to ask to get into it. But there is so much collective knowledge out there on some of these boards, like the boys. If you have something to identify, you can put it up and out of their 5,000 or however many thousand people they have in that group. Within seconds, you can get that item ID'd or a suggestion on where to look. It's just so amazing. And then there's specialized groups like that. I know that there's a Fenton Glass, an antique identification groups, that just crazy stuff. And then I started a new one. I closed an old group, and I opened a new one, and it's called Free eBay Advertising. And that's just an open group where people can post their listings, and the other ones share it either in a collection or on Pinterest. And I started that the other day, and we're like 40 members already, so that's going really good.
Any bonus tips for us? Did we cover all five?
No, number five is self-promotion.
Yay!
Ah.
And, you know, like I said before, several years ago we didn't have social media, but now there's so many blogging, Twitter, Facebook, eBay collections, and YouTube videos, which are just a whole other topic. I went to a webinar that Greg Jameson put on, and one of his speakers was talking about how you can use a video in your and post it to YouTube. So people who are posting a toy that's making music or a music box that's making music, they've created that video. Why not go ahead and put it on YouTube and broadcast it all over and let it just sit on YouTube and promote themselves that way and then connect back in, either in a collection or on Pinterest or on Facebook? But then lastly, I want to tell you about, I posted it in the education specialist group, and I wanted to tell you what happened this weekend. Every time I'm in a grocery store or even this weekend at the motel, while they're doing the credit card slip or something, I'll say, oh, do you ever buy anything on eBay? And the answers I get back are really very interesting. I found out of 10 people in the last couple months, one lady bought something, didn't like it, and had no idea she could return it. This weekend at the motel in Albuquerque, because we were down there for our Albuquerque meetup, I asked the gal, and she said, oh, yeah, I have. I put a bid on a year ago Christmas on a Leapfrog product, and I got outbid, and then I got discouraged, and I didn't want to bid anymore, and I would have had to wait for it to end, and so, no, I haven't been back. And I said, well, what about a fixed-price item or buy it now? And by the time I was done, she was, like, standing there with her mouth hanging open. She had no clue. Oh. No clue. And so even though we're in business for ourselves, we're also part of a whole.
And you've got it, and we're going to end with that. There's our music, Louise.
Thanks, Louise.
Vegas, baby.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, it's your turn to do the talking on open phones, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized, and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.